The squeaker in the statewide returns from Tuesday's election in Idaho was the contest for state superintendent of public instruction. The position rarely makes the holder a household name, but as correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, it's an office that's expected to play a key role in Idaho over the next several years.
Republican Sherry Ibarra's margin of victory was just over 1%. She's currently the curriculum director in the Mountain Home District. Ibarra says her first step will be getting a crash course from outgoing state schools chief Tom Luna. Ibarra takes over during a critical period for school reform. That's according to Jerry Evans, a Republican who held the position for 16 years in the 80s and 90s. He says the governor is preparing to roll out a series of changes to public schools and will need Ibarra's help.
Really has to know what she's talking about in the educational community, and has to enlist a certain amount of support, but she also has to convey that to those who ultimately provide the funding.
Evans says Idaho has some of the lowest per pupil spending in the country. Voters did not take kindly to a set of reforms Ibarra's predecessor implemented. In 2012, they threw out the so-called Luna laws at the ballot box. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.